Good afternoon, Troy. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Damien. Great to be talking to you again.
It doesn't seem like 12 months ago, does it?
No, it's sort of been a very interesting time. Obviously, we had the COVID situation really hitting us hard last year, and unfortunately, it looks like it's coming back to hit us again this year.
Well, yeah, I have spoken to you since 12 months ago, but it seemed as though you were on the right track a couple of weeks ago. It looked like, okay, we're going to look forward to getting the St. Rosa Safari Rally back on the racetrack, so to speak, and it's gone pear-shaped again, like you said, Troy.
Yeah, look, we've been working pretty hard on the local legend Sunrace Safari, as you said. Last year we did everything we could to try and reschedule, but it's just not practical given the kind of event we run. And so we just said, right, we'll put it all in a box and open it again in 2021. And so we've done that, and we've gone out and the course is set and it's looking fantastic, and the local communities are really excited about us getting back in there again. But unfortunately, yeah, we're just sort of monitoring these current situations, and with the escalating restrictions and lockdowns, you know, between the various states, it's starting to look a little bit ominous for us again, unfortunately.
Oh, you're in New South Wales for a start. I'll just say, as we're speaking, it's recorded another 110 new cases today, so it's a tough one. Like you said, all the state borders are closed, but things change quickly too, Troy. So you've actually extended your nomination, your entry forms a little bit longer just in case.
Yes, entries are supposed to close on the 23rd. And given that New South Wales or Greater Sydney and parts of New South Wales now are in lockdown, we thought we'd extend that to after the New South Wales government makes their next announcement, which is scheduled for July 30. So we've actually extended our entries to August the 3rd. That's pretty much as long as we can leave it, because unfortunately we've got the sort of critical decisions to make in terms of ordering the navigation equipment for the motorbikes. The motorbike scrolls, the route instructions that we give them, are very specialist and have to be produced. Only one printer in the country actually is able to make those.
Yep.
So they need a fair amount of lead time. And, you know, another little critical items that we need, you know, merchandise. We need medical crews to be able to get in and out of those sorts of things. So unfortunately, whilst people sort of say, oh, why don't you just sit on it and wait for a bit, and we have to make that decision probably about 4 weeks before the event, which is probably about 2 weeks from now, to be honest.
Yeah, time goes fast. The good thing is, Troy, is if you don't run this year, you're going to come back next year.
Absolutely. You know, we're committed to the region. We're committed to the event. I'd just like to take the opportunity, if I could, to thank all of the local property owners and communities that back us. They very generously allowed us basically to roll over our course from last year to this year, and we've been able to tweak it a bit. And obviously, if we can't get this year up, I'm going to have to go back to them again and ask very, very, very sort of meekly if we can roll it over. Because obviously, what we've done, we'd like to use, which saves us a lot of time and therefore money in terms of the cost of setting the event up next year, if it comes to that. But yeah, the local community's been fantastic. Obviously, our competitors and our officials have been really understanding, and a lot of our sponsors have actually already contributed money just to keep us going, you know, regardless of whether the event runs this year or not, which is, you know, a really big boost to the sport and to us personally.
Well, the last time we at River 1467 were out there, the event was growing, Troy. It was starting to really gain legs, and I'm sure it'll come back next year if we don't get away this year. I'm sure it will come back next year stronger and better than ever.
Yeah, well, we're really heartened by the level of response we've had this year to entries. Last year was actually looking to be a record entry list with some really quality names. And look, probably a little bit of that was due to the COVID situation and other events being cancelled. But the great thing for us is that all of those names have actually signed up again for this year. So it wasn't just a one-off. We were looking pretty much at a record field of almost full capacity for this year. And as you said, the 2019 event was just magnificent. And it was really starting to get some momentum and some exposure worldwide. So we had Japanese crews wanting to enter this year. Obviously, our supporters from New Zealand were back again. And we're really starting to pick up the pace. So we hope, in addition to the money we've lost, the biggest thing we've lost at the moment is momentum. And we just really want to get that back, hopefully for this year. But realistically, at this point, probably we're looking at the 2022 local legend Sunraysia Safari. Hopefully in a world where there's enough vaccinations in the Australian sort of community to avoid these lockdowns and restrictions.
Well, they say November 12 this year is the magical target where enough of us should have that done. But besides all that, Troy, it's a great exposure for the St. Rosa St Regis area. It's a great exposure for your business that runs the event. And it's just it really was starting to grow big legs back in 2019, and I'm sure that momentum will come back fast.
Yeah, I'm confident. You know, it's been a big blow to us, like many businesses and many, you know, families. You know, we've been losing an awful lot of money and not getting any in. Just in trying to set up the event, you know, things cost money just for us to get out into the bush and to set the course and order the equipment that we need and all those sorts of things, and you can't avoid those costs. But, you know, we're not alone in that, and we've been very fortunate that we've been able to push our way through. And, you know, the support of our sport has been fantastic. And, yeah, look, I think we're planning bigger and better things. We're hopefully still trying to get a brand new event running as well in 2023, so we'll have two events.
Yep.
We won't mess with the Sunraysia Safari. We love that concept, and the local community has really taken it on as their own.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't dare mess with that. And, you know, I think you're right. We'll just sort of pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and keep going. You know, both Grand Prix have been cancelled for the last 2 years, so if we can't run this year, we're in pretty good company. You see supercars are having to sort of run on the fly, and now AFL is in all sorts of trouble too. So we're not the only sort of sporting event by any means that's, you know, sort of fallen victim to this COVID situation, but we'll bounce back.
Yeah, let's hope 2022 we can all look back and go, well, we took a hit for 2 years, and now we're starting to reap some of the benefits of all the hardship that's been for the last 18 months. Troy, it's been no good for anyone or anything, so it's been great to have you on the program. I will stay in contact with you before that August 3rd date, and we'll see what unfolds in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're just sort of sitting here, fingers crossed. Again, it's sort of a bit unfortunate in that we could prepare the best event that we can, and we actually have, but we're at the mercy of the government decision, so there's no point in getting too sort of worked up. We'll just sit here and take it all in, and yeah, come sort of that July 30 announcement from New South Wales government, we'll assess what we're able to do, and we'll make a decision from there. So yeah, fingers crossed, and let's hope for a miracle.
Exactly right, Troy. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. It's been great to catch up with you, and I will hope for that miracle. Let's hope it happens.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks very much, Damien.